Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful you could be with me on this fifth day of April 2025. Well, I got this interesting email from Calvin in New York City. And I'm always interested when I get something from the big city, you know. And it is really a beautiful email. He's a science student at NYU, I guess it says here. And he said that he listens to Aspire, caught it a couple of years ago, enjoys it, blah, blah. That was really, really nice. And then here's what he says. Seems in science that there is no end to this life. If there is, then what? Could you please give me your opinion, Calvin? I am moved and deeply grateful for this question, because rarely does anyone ask such a question, and it's a very beautiful thing that you've done here. I don't know if there's an end to this universe. It would, it isn't relevant to my mentality. I don't have that kind of mental acuity to really understand the depth of that. The whole thing is my education in the world goes only so far, and then it stops. So I don't know. I've read quantum theories. I've read a lot of different authors on the subject that were experts, and they don't know either. They wonder, does this go on and on and on? So that's probably why you made this question and sent it to me, which I am deeply grateful for. I don't know. I really don't know. Is there an end to this life, as you talk about in the universe? I have no idea where it's headed, where it's going. I just have no idea. And to me, that is unimportant. What is important to me is what I'm doing here and now. Now, with all that being said, if I consider the idea of picking up another body and going into another lifetime after my death, yes, that keeps going on and on and on. Until when? Until I am no more. Until I am no more. And that's a very important thing to understand. When I am is no more, then I become a part of the process of this thing called life. And whether I understand that or not, my brain, as Gregory Edward, cannot compute all that. But there is a deeper part of me that knows the truth of that. And I don't know why I know that. I think every single person on the planet knows it deep inside. They know. But they're so caught up in the confines of their pedestrian mentality, which basically is fraught with all sorts of damage done to their psyche, their psychology, and the way their mental processes work. We can't generally, as a populace, understand this nor live it. So there is no end to this experience. We will incarnate, probably into many, many different forms. I've listened to spiritual masters in my day. I have been very interested in what they've had to say about the subject. And all of them say basically the same thing, that it's all about a never-ending experience. And this never-ending experience is a very beautiful one. It is one that brings us into the dimensions, many different ones, but eventually into the dimension of love that is a no thing. Now, here is what I know and what I have understood. The way I am, I'm going to keep it in my ballpark, of course. The way I am, I could never know the bigger picture of love until the Gregory Edward is no more an influence. In fact, is no more. This whole thing is about dissolving into no thingness, no bodiness, no thing. And if I am able to do that, or I'm willing to do that, and I persevere in doing that, then the cosmos and everything comes into my being, and I start living a more, shall we say, conscious life. A life that is predicated on consciousness, love, rather than the conscience of a Gregory Edward Penn, this human being. The human being is very flawed. It's an ugly little animal that is only interested in food, sex, and survival. That's all it's interested in. In this kind of premise of which it lives is very ugly. It's extremely ugly. And it brings about a great deal of mischief. There are many religions and philosophies about how, you know, to manifest what you want and get what you want. None of these things will help you at all. None. They will maybe make your life a little easier, what you might call better, but it will not bring you to the meaning and the substance of what it is to live unabashed in love. So in my work in Zen, we meditate, just simply meditate. There is no effort to go and achieve some sort of mental acuity that would bring us to the cosmos and help us understand what is going on in all of that. I've read many, many books on the subject, and they're very complicated. And I understand the science of it, but the science of the human body is something that is huge. And this science really reveals to us the ultimate beginning, middle, and end of our biology. And in some cases, there are some scientists that believe we could live much longer if we did not have certain problems, psychological, emotional, biological, environmental, we could live much longer lives. But what would be the point of that? If my life is not based in something other than desire, ambition, pride, my psychology, in order to have sex, food, and survival, I would just be going on and on and on, and that wouldn't be very, shall we say, transcendent. And that's what we're here for, is the ultimate sense of transcendence. But we don't generally think in terms of that. So we go on and on and on, thinking, living in the confines of our mind that has very, very severe, shall we say, boundaries in it that say, this is what I believe in, this is what I don't, and this is the way it is. We come to conclusions about our life that aren't necessarily true, Calvin, and we just revel in that those conclusions and think that arrogantly that's what they are. We know exactly what we're doing, blah, 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 but all of that is just simply not true. So there is my, I hope, answer for you. The bottom line is, I know we will incarnate over and over and over again. I know that there will be constant repetitions of consequence in our life. And I know and am for sure aware that until we, so to speak, dissolve and become a part of the universe as no thing, then the powers that be inside of me will never accentuate the beauty of love until I'm ready to understand that and actually live it. And most people aren't willing to live it. Calvin, get a hold of me. We'll chat more if you want. I sent you my number, and I hope that you use it. Thank you all for listening. I hope this helped you in some way or another, and I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please, for whatever, forgive me. Namaste.